He is the former WBC, USABC light heavyweight champion. The former USBA light heavyweight champion.
Final round.
And the former WBC Continental America's light heavyweight champion.
Final round.
He is your host, Cedric Agnew.
Yes, sir. Man, we finna talk about these fights that went down this weekend. You know what I'm saying? The Zone had some pretty decent fights that went down this weekend. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about everything. All of the ins and the outs. You know what I mean? But, man, we're going to chop it up real, real good. Because, hey, I got some shit to talk about. We're going to get some shit off our chest. Before we get into it, let's get to it.
Wish one of your guys had children before I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles before you could feel my pain. Because that's the pain I have. Wait.
I fucked my money up.
Damn.
Now I can't re-up. Ran up in his spot. Just to get my stats up. Now I'm back on deck. So shout it, what the fuck you want? Heard he talking shit. But this ain't what the fuck you want. Lock my CEO up. Now it's back to Coca. Niggas talking shit, bro. Hang him by the rope up. Hit him with the chopper. Call that shit Hot Llama. Call me Waka Flocka. AKA Young Wild Nigga. AKA Yo Drunk. Got perk, got kush, got pills, got white. Then he drive out light with the heart and soul. Stats on the floor, watch keep on the whistle. Shift to the left and he shift to the right.
Right.
So us the brick boys
got it all night.
Lame, man, niggas,
ain't got no fight.
Kick in my door, we
shoot it out all night. Oh, let do it.
I rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's
never been
anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now?
Man down.
Hey.
Hit brain, go kabow.
Pop.
So don't fuck around. But that happened off and on through Riverdale County. You gon' pay the life you live.
Yes, sir.
They gon' lay your ass.
Let's
out.
Get straight to it, man. You mean talk about the fights that went down on the Zone this weekend. We gon' get straight to it. Yes, sir. And y'all know it's your host with the most. Man, we're gonna get straight to the first fight that I was tuning into, you know what I'm saying, on the Zone card. On the Ortiz undercard. We're going to get into Arnold Barboza Jr. versus, I believe his name is Ndanjeni. It was a pretty decent fight. It was my first time seeing, I've been hearing a lot of things about Barboza, but honestly, it was my first time seeing him, seeing, you know, what type of fighter he is, what type of style he brings to the table, what's some good things or some great things that he do or some things that he can exploit out of Ndanjeni. Now, Ndanjeni, he was a very limited fighter, if you ask me. One thing, this is not fight related, but it's fight related, man. First thing I said, what the fuck this man doing with some motherfucking title boxing gloves on, man? Who in the fuck authorized this man to put some motherfucking title boxing gloves on? Come on, man. Come on, man. So he already had one knockout. he already wasn't in my favor from, you know what I'm saying, from the jump. But as I was seeing Barboza, you know what I'm saying, do his thing, and I wasn't impressed at all. You know, he was in there with a very limited opponent and he did what he was supposed to do. Now Barboza, he just got signed, you know what I'm saying, to Golden Boy. So it was a showcase fight, you know what I'm saying? A showcase fight. Coming out Golden Boy type party, you know what I'm saying? Type of deal of let me show y'all what I can do. On y'all platform so y'all can line me up with the best opposition and get me in title contentions. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't impressive to me. You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't have a fan fan favorite style, if you ask me. Like I said, he was in there with a very limited opponent. And he was catching the guy with good shots. The guy, you know what I'm saying, couldn't get out of the way of the shots he was getting caught with. And I didn't think it was going to get stopped only because, you know what I'm saying, like, he didn't have, like, he don't have that thudding power to be a pressure fighter like he was, you know what I'm saying, to be one of those come forward type fighters. Now, mind you, like I said, this is my first time seeing him fight. So I don't know if that's his overall style. He might have other tools in his toolbox and other things that he does when he in there with a different caliber of a fighter. But what I seen from him on Saturday night wasn't impressive at all. I just kept screaming out in my head that, man, at the 140 division, man, a good comeback fight for me, if they can make it happen, seeing that he is signed to Golden Boy and Golden Boy does air their fights on DAZN. I'm like, a good fight for him? Well, maybe not for him, but a good fight for Regis would be Barboza, man. And I'm saying like that, like, man, Regis, that's fool for Regis. And Regis to be back in title contentions for another world title fight. That way he can go ahead and cap that off his bucket list by becoming 3-time world champion. Fight a guy like Barboza and then get in lines to fight somebody like Rolly or you know, whoever got the IBF title at 40, you know? Because those fights with Teofimo, those are cross-promotion fights, and I don't think that'll happen right off back. Devin Haney have the WBC title, and, you know, we already seen what happened with him and Devin Haney, but it's possible that he can make a run for either the WBA, which Rolly has, or the IBF. I forgot who got that title. I can't name his name right off back. But yeah, but a coming back fight against somebody like Barboza, Regis Pro Great, man, I got Regis all day. You know what I'm saying? Regis all day. All day, every day. Regis, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say he'll walk through that guy, but that guy's fool for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Regis is way slicker. And Regis bring way more to the table than this guy. And in my opinion, I think that should be a fight that should definitely be made. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Barboza did what he was supposed to do, which was get the guy out of there so you can line yourself up for, so they can try to line you up for a title fight. But before they line you up for a title fight, I would like to see them put you in there with somebody who was an ex-world champion, so we can see how you handle it on that level. So somebody like Regis, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, one of the other 40-pounders at, you know, of that caliber, you know what I'm saying, and see what things go from there. On to the co-main event that was on the card. I mean, Ohari Davis versus Ismael Barroso. Ishmael, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ishmael was a fighter. He's a fighter that lots of people looking at him, man, you'll underestimate this guy, you know what I'm saying? Because he look old as shit. When I say he look old, he's 40. Motherfucker look 60, man. Motherfucker look 60, but damn, Ishmael. Man, Ishmael gonna bring that work. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't come to play. He ain't come to bullshit. Ishmael come to get that bag and whoop that ass. You know what I'm saying? But Ohari Davis, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe he was just signed to DAZN. And he was talking hella shit, saying that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was gonna stop this man. You know what I mean? Now, mind you, this is another guy. Now, Ishmael, I seen him fight Rolly, man, and Tony Weeks on that fight needed to be kicked in his motherfucking chin, Cause you know what I'm saying, like, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was whooping Rolly ass, man. He was on the way to winning and becoming world champion. But I feel like they feel like Rolly is the bigger name. So, hey, let me go ahead and take this fight from this man, man. Come on, man. But let's not. I don't want to dwell on that fight. That was, you know, it was a past fight. We're going to talk about the fight that went down with, you know what I'm saying, Ohari Davis and Ishmael Barroso. Ohari Davis, he did, in my opinion, he underestimated this man. Like, underestimated him like a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? From round one, came out there. How he was throwing. Now, mind you, like I said, I never seen Ohari Davis fight. You know what I'm saying? This is another guy at 40. I never seen him fight. So this is my first time seeing him fight. And how he was talking, you know, a guy also being a guy from the UK, you know, across the pond, being newly signed to Golden Boy. I thought that he'll come out there and showcase his talent to show that, look, I'm levels above Rolly. Let me show y'all what Rolly was supposed to do with this guy and get him the fuck up out of here. But that old man, like I said, that motherfucker looks 60, but fight like he motherfucking 18. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker got power. And, man, he made easy work of fucking Ohari Davis. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold up, man. Let me gonna get straight to this shit, because this shit
older
just...
fighter work.
Yeah,
Rosa,
yeah.
Rosa for his part.
We gonna get straight to this shit. I want to get straight to... damn knockout, because I was watching it. Ohari Davis, he was also like I felt like he wasn't in this fight. He wasn't throwing his jab. I felt like he would have did better. He would have did a lot better if he was snapping his jab. He was pawing with that jab and leaving it out there, looking. You know what I'm saying, like something like that can get countered over. And he was flat footed as fuck. And he was pawing and pushing a lot of his punches. And in boxing, everybody know that first round is the most crucial, because you know, your body is still a little cold. You know what I'm saying? You're coming out the locker room and you're getting straight to business. You know what I'm saying? So that first round is crucial. It's called a fill out round for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You want to go out there and you don't want to shoot your load. But you want to, you know, test the waters with this, you know, with this guy you're going up against. And you don't want, and you want to stay smart. You don't want to get caught with anything, because if you get caught with anything in the first round, it's very crucial, because sometimes you don't recover from those shots when you get caught in the first round. Versus if you get caught in the sixth round with that same shot, your body might be able to recover from it a little better, because you've been taking these shots throughout the fight. So your body got a little muscle memory and you know, it has built a little muscle memory within round one through round five. So about time round six coming, you can take the punches just a little bit better. But no, man, Ohari Davis, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, hold up. He just caught him right there.
You know, Corey, what I think it is, you know, with age, you have to adjust.
He was throwing his shots and leaving that shit out there. And got caught. Got caught nasty, you know what I'm saying? And this is your Golden Boy debut, and you talk hella shit like that, and you get dropped. And he was complaining about the stoppage. We're gonna get straight to the stoppage, dude. This is boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Barboso dropped him again second time. He was coming in with Luba shots, coming around those guards, hitting them. Now, he asked him if, you know, the referee asked him if he wanted to continue. Reason he's mad, because the referee asked me if he wanted to continue. Now, I'm going to talk to y'all through the stoppage. The referee is counting. His eyes is not on the referee at all. You know what I'm saying? You must remain eye contact with the referee, showing him that, look, I'm okay. I'm still in this fight. I know you're counting. I'm very alert of your count. You know what I'm saying? I know where you're at with the count. I'm fine, though. I'm fine. I can continue. So you want to... you know, and you also, if you have to get a referee your gloves, you show them, you know what I'm saying, wipe my gloves off, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm good. and you respond, remind, like I said, keep your eyes on the ref. Never lose eye contact. Never losing eye contact with the ref is showing that, like, if you're not looking straight across the ring at your fucking opponent, like, yeah, come on. You looking down, you looking left, and you looking right. That's letting the referee know this guy is not okay to go back out there. And I don't want my judgment to be questioned once I let this guy go back out there and he get seriously hurt. O'Hare Davis never had eye contact with the ref. As the ref counting, he's looking down at the mat and looking left and right to the mat. Like, he's out of there. It was not only a good stoppage, it was a great stoppage by the ref. I'm not arguing that stoppage. He came out there cold, got caught cold, and didn't recover. He underestimated Barboso, and man, just got done dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, that old man showed that, look, that fight with Rolly was a fluke. They took the shit from me, even though they weren't supposed to take it from me. They robbed me on a bullshit stoppage, and I'm back, and I want Rolly. You know what I'm saying? Or a fight with him and Barboza, that fight would be a banger as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Regis can mix it in with either of those two guys. Or, you know what I'm saying, like a fight with, you know, by, you know, with O'Hare Davis coming off this loss, a fight with Davis as well. Regis is in contention to fight either of those guys. I feel like it's deserving. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in those fights, they put him back in title contention. And I feel like Regis will beat all three of those guys. He'll beat Davis. He'll beat Barboza. You know what I'm saying? And he'll beat, what was his name? Barboso and Barboza. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he'll beat all those guys. But O'Hare Davis, I feel like he need to go back to the drawing board. That jab, I didn't like that jab, how he came out there. He came out there with, it looked like a fucking cold jab. Like, he was, like, leaving it out there and pawing. And then as he was punching, that shit wasn't snapping. Like, it wasn't coming off as snappy and coming right back. You know what I'm saying? Snap it from the chin, bring it right back. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't coming off like that. He was leaving that shit out there and got caught. Man, he, like I said, you don't want to get caught in the first round. You get caught in the first round, that was one of the worst rounds to get caught in, because it takes your body a little longer to recover. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if he did make it through that round, let's say he came out and got that the second round, he most likely probably would have got hurt in the second round too, because like I said, that first round, you get caught in the first round, you get caught when your body is cold. It's a little harder to recover from shots getting caught that early. I mean, like, that's why your coach tell you to go out there, be careful, you know what I'm saying? Fill this guy out, see what he's bringing to the table, and we're going to assess the game plan from there. We're going to come back to the corner, we're going to break him down. Now for the meat and potatoes, you know what I'm saying? This is all what we've been waiting for. The return of Virgil Ortiz, baby. Let's get to it.
Introducing to you first, fighting out of the blue corner, wearing green with red and orange. He weighed in officially 152.5 pounds. In 33 professional fights, he brings an outstanding record standing at 30 victories, 3 defeats, 22 big wins, coming by way of knockout from Portland, Oregon, by way of Accra, Ghana. Here is General Okunka, Frederick Lassa! And across the ring stands his opponent, fighting out of the red corner, wearing black trunks trimmed in red and green. He weighed in officially 156 pounds even, and in 19 professional bouts, stands perfect with 19 victories. All 19 wins coming by way of knockout. He is the fighting pride, ladies and gentlemen, el orgullo invicto desde Grand Prairie, Texas, USA. Here is Virgil Ortiz Jr.
Yes, sir. I know we're gonna get straight to it, man. I mean, So I'm gonna talk about this fight as the fight is happening. You know what I'm saying, like, I'm gonna go ahead and so y'all know blow by blow what was going on and my thoughts and opinion on, you know what I'm saying, on the fight. The referee for the fight is again Tony Weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I repeat, the referee for this fight is Tony Weeks, and Tony Weeks did referee the fight, like I said, when Rolly fought Barbosa, you know what I'm saying? I think that's his name. You know, the old guy who I was talking about, the 40-year-old who looks 60, you know what I'm saying? Tony Weeks was the referee of that fight as well. But as Lawson getting ready to take on Ortiz, we going to get short, you know what I'm saying? We going to get straight to it. That's round one. Let's get to it. This fight is at 154 pounds. Ortiz Jr. has moved up from 47 to 54. So, to you know, to make a run at super welterweight. So, like I said, first round is crucial, and Lawson have a, you know, he have a snappy jab popping. It's fast. Ortiz have a more of a power jab going on. You know what I'm saying? Slight feints here and there. Lawson is trying to see what Ortiz give him. So Lawson is coming out and he's, you know, decent lateral movement, but he's to my, in my opinion, he's stiff in the upper body. His jab not coming off as strong as Ortiz. He has more of a snappy jab, and Ortiz have more of a power jab that's popping. Ortiz got a good power jab popping as well. I don't be really paying attention to the commentators as well, because they tend to be biased as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So this is Ortiz's first fight back after I think like a little over a year layoff, man. So Lawson is like I said, he's mostly popping a jab, man. That's what most of these guys are doing. Ortiz and Lawson. It's just using their measuring stick, you know? Trying to see what, you know, what your opponent is, you know, trying to see what their opponent is giving them. Good shot to the body by Ortiz, which is partially blocked by Lawson. But Ortiz is getting that jab in. We had 50 seconds left in the first round. Ortiz throwing good body shots, but they're partially being blocked by Lawson. And Lawson just got caught with a jab to high to the temple, which has buckled him back to the ropes. And he's firing back. But all those shots that Ortiz is throwing, Lawson is catching. He's catching every single one of them. And I'm going to play it back because, like I said, the first round, like I was repeating, the first round is crucial. You don't want to get caught in the first round. But Lawson, I'm playing it back. It's at 47 seconds. This is right before he get caught with the offset jab. Just force him back to the ropes. But he still have his eyes on Ortiz. He still have his eyes on Ortiz, okay? As he have his eyes on Ortiz, Tony Weeks, he's eyeing it like he's on it like a fucking kid is on that piece of candy you left on the fucking counter. He's on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a dog on peanut butter, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Tony Weeks, he's moving in. He's moving in, but I'm thinking, because I seen Tony Weeks referee plenty of fights before, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell of a referee, you know what I'm saying? But Lawson is catching all of these shots that Ortiz is throwing. He got one body shot in there. Everything else is being blocked. All the head shots are being blocked, and Tony Weeks come in there on a bullshit stoppage, man. On a bullshit stoppage. The man never lost focus of his opponent. He kept his eyes on his opponent the whole fucking time. And the reason I was putting emphasis on who was referee of this fight, because I felt like Tony Weeks need his fucking ass beat, man. What you don't understand, man. Like
Wish one of your guys had children before I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles before you could feel my pain. Because
that's how painful it was, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the man, you don't know the position some of these fighters be in, man. You know what I'm saying? You was a fucking referee, man. This is the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the fucking what? Believe it was a fucking 12-round fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a fight to set me up for title contention. You know what I'm saying? I'm going up against somebody as the likes of fucking Virgil Ortiz, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't putting no motherfucking scrub in here with him, and I ain't no motherfucking scrub. You know what I'm saying? I knew about this fight, you know what I'm saying, in advance. So I trained like I knew about this fight. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude. And what they don't understand about the some of the sacrifices these fighters be making, man. You know what I'm saying? Some fighters put everything on the line, you know what I'm saying? Sacrifice a lot. Some of them sacrifice the quality time that you can't get back, spending with your kids, to give up certain things just to give them a better life. You know what I'm saying? Or living in boxing gyms, you know what I'm saying? Moving, relocating, living in boxing gyms just for a chance like this, because, you know, a win, you know, is going to skyrocket your fucking career. And then for you to jump in and premature stop my fucking bout like that, I'm not going to lie. If Lawson was to steal off on Tony Weeks' whole ass, you know what I'm saying? I would, hey, it was very rude. It would have been, you know what I'm saying, very well deserved. Like, seriously, like this dude, you don't know what he been through in preparation for this fight. And then his excuse after the fight, he told reporters or he told people that he stopped the fight because Lawson was looking down. He fucking was looking down. He had his fucking chin tucked and he went in his shell to catch shots. He knew he got hurt. So let me play it smart and catch these big shots, because this guy know that he hurt me, so he's about to come in with big shots, you know what I'm saying, looking to unload. So I'm going to stay smart, which he was doing. He was firing back here and there. But I'm going to stay smart and not get caught with anything else big. But I'm also, you know what I'm saying, like I'm showing that I'm not hurt. He said that the guy was looking at the ground. He was fucking looking at the ground, man. Chin tucked, high guard, shell. I'm catching every fucking thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You seen how he was when you jumped in and stopped it, man. He was very fucking alert what the fuck you was doing. Tony Weeks, in my opinion, in my fucking humble opinion, Tony Weeks need to be fucking suspended or need to fucking be let go from boxing. Because, like I said, he was once a fucking great referee. He was one of those referees that let you fucking fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Let you get your mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was one of those referees. Now he just became one of those, man, he's too fucking paranoid in there, man. Like, he suffered from PTSD or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's premature stopping these fucking fights, taking these life-changing opportunities from these fighters that you have no fucking right to, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, these fighters work their ass off to get in a chance like this, and then you just snatch it away. It's fucking ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you gave this man no chance to recover. You gave this man no chance to recover. You gave this man no chance to... Like, he was showing you that he fucking wasn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? But you gave this man no fucking chance to go out there and continue to execute the game plan they worked on for weeks leading up to this fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Shame on you, fucking Tony Weeks. Shame on fucking you. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, Frederick Lawson showed balls, and nigga, if you ask me, nigga, King motherfucking Kong. Nigga, King.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Nigga, Frederick Lawson. You know, I love to see him in another fight, you know what I'm saying? Because I believe this is my first time seeing him. But only reason I love to see him in another fight is only because this opportunity was snatched the fucking away from him, you know what I'm saying? He had no chance to show what he can really do in there, man. Like, it was snatched away so fucking quick with like 30 seconds left in round one, which he recovered from the shot already. He was just catching the shots because Virgil Ortiz had him against the ropes, throwing big shots. So I'm going to catch. And every now and again, I'm going to shoot. I'm going to try to shoot in between his shots to show you that this motherfucker, I'm like, I'm not hurt no more, man. He caught me with a good shot. You know what I'm saying? A high jab to the, you know what I'm saying? To the top of the head. Fucked up my equilibrium for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's boxing, man. Shit happens, man. You can't expect to go out there every fight and swim without getting wet. You're going to get a little water on you every now and again. It's boxing, man. It happens, nigga. We are not fucking, this is not a fucking bakery, nigga. We ain't baking cakes in this motherfucker, nigga. We fighting. This man is trying to take my motherfucking head off, man. You know what I'm saying? He is trying to hurt me. And I'm trying to hurt him, nigga. We are not in this bitch playing patty cake, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, give this man a motherfucking opportunity to show you that, you know what I'm saying, like, he's in a fight. You know what I'm saying? At least if Virgil Ortiz was to drop him, and then I'm like, okay, but he get back up and show him that, and show you that he's not hurt still, then okay, let this man continue to fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like let him fight. Like, to get to a stage like he's on now, you know what I'm saying, to fight somebody of a caliber of a Virgil Ortiz and for the fight to be stopped in the first round like that, man, shame on you, fucking Tony Weeks. Shame on you, for real. Like,
not what you know, it's what you can prove.
And you didn't fucking prove that this man was fucking out of the fucking fight, man. God damn it, man. Shit like that fucking irks my fucking nerves and grind my fucking gears, man, for real. Because you taking opportunities from people who fucking work. You don't know how long he been working for opportunity like this. Now that he got it, let him show you what he can do. But you took it from this man, for real. God damn it, man. I talk more about, on this podcast, real shit, I talk more about fucking Tony Weeks stopping the fucking fight than I talk about the whole motherfucking car, man. Because it was a fucking disgrace. It was fucking disgusting, man. Everybody, and how it was looking like everybody who was on fucking, who just got signed by Golden Boy was fucking destroying this fucking car, and Lawson might have been another one to offset this fucking Golden Boy card, this Golden Boy debut card or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And Tony Weeks, Captain Save-A-Ho, jumped to the fucking rescue and stopped this fight prematurely. I don't want to see him in no motherfucking more top and no more top level fights. Put this nigga back in refereeing club shows, man. Work your way back up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You need to be fucking suspended or fucking let go, because the shit you're doing is fucking disgusting, man. It's just second time you did some bullshit like this, man. Like let this motherfucker go, man, for real. But I ain't going to waste too much time on that, man. You know what I'm saying? This was a great motherfucking show, you know what I'm saying? Love that y'all tuning with me every time on the hour, after hour. Every fucking single time. Like I said, if you didn't know.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So when you listening to this podcast, make sure you like the podcast. You know what I'm saying? If you like it, like the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Thumbs up the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Hit the like button. Turn your notifications on, because I'm dropping episodes, you know what I'm saying, damn near every week. As long as there's a fight dropping, I'm dropping. You know what I mean? If it's hot boxing news dropping, I'm dropping. You know what I'm saying? If it's a hell of an amateur fights coming up, dropping. Nigga, I'm dropping. Matter of fact, I'll be making my, you know what I'm saying, coach debut. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I coached my brother back in the past, but making my, you know what I'm saying, I got some... We got some fighters from Bodies by Osby, Boxing Academy, who will be making a amateur debut in the Houston Golden Gloves this year, which is on, I believe, the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. And I think it's like the 16th through the 21st, I believe. So we got some hell of a amateurs that's been training for this opportunity, training for this chance, and now it's time, you know, they did countless rounds of sparring, you know what I'm saying? Countless rounds in the gym working toward this. And I'm looking to see how they display their skills, because they're very skillful fighters, you know what I'm saying? Young guys are ranging from the age of 12 all the way up until The oldest we got that's in the tournament, I think, is 24, 25. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I really can't wait to see everything that they display, and can't wait to see how they feel getting that first fight jitters out the way, man. I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? If I believe we got like 10 to 11 fighters going. So I'm looking to get 10 to 11 wins. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should come home victorious. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should leave the tournament victorious. I have no doubt in their ability. You know what I'm saying? I just need them. I just hope that they believe in themselves, just like me and Coach Osby and Coach Phillips, you know what I'm saying, believe in them. You know what I'm saying? But I know that they're going to do a hell of a job. But that's that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the Golden Gloves. The 16th through the 21st at CBM, I believe. And that's for the youth. So the youth Golden Gloves is first. And then I believe in March is the one for 17 and up. And we got fighters in both, in the youth and the adults. So with that being said, man, y'all know how I'm coming each and every single time. Y'all know what I bring, how I bring it, when I bring it, and I don't disappoint. And yeah, man, that's that. But at the end of the day, man, I love that y'all tune in with me each and every single time, each and every single day that I do these shows. And definitely can't wait to bring more fight news to y'all. Matter of fact, I'm doing a show. Y'all already know Arthur Bedabiev is fighting Cullum Smith. So I believe they said Bivol have signed his portion of the contract already to fight Bedabiev upon the victory of the fight with Cullum Smith. Cullum Smith is tall, rangy, you know what I'm saying? A very decent boxer. But I just think Bedabiev is too strong and too technical to lose to a fighter like Cullum Smith. And he's one of the fighters, you know what I'm saying, with 100% knockout ratio. Nobody has made it out the ring with this man going to decision. So I'm looking for Bedabiev to continue his knockout streak. I don't think that Cullum Smith is going to bring anything to the table that this man haven't seen yet. But I do think he's going to bring some things to the table that Cullum Smith haven't seen yet, with just being so fucking strong. They saying this man hit like a fucking heavyweight, man. They saying this man, like, his punching ability and punching power is just, you know what I'm saying, it's outrageous, man. If he get hit with those shots, God damn.
Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow!
There is none.
There is none.
There is no
tomorrow.
And I'm out this bit.
I fucked my money up.
Damn.
Now I can't re-up. Ran up in his spot.
Spy.
Just to get my stats up. Now I'm back on deck.
Damn.
So shout it, what the fuck you want? Heard he talking shit. But this ain't what the fuck you want. Lock my CEO up. Now it's back to poker. Niggas talking shit, bro. Hang him by the rope. Hit him with the chopper. Call that shit hot llama. Call me Waka Flocka. AKA Young Wild.
Wearing black with gold trim, he's undefeated at 24-0 with 13 wins coming by way of knockout. He weighed in at 175¾ pounds, and he's fighting out of Houston, Texas! Ladies and gentlemen, Cedric